coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report. It's going to be great. I took Eric by surprise there on that one. Not far to go. Man, I'll tell you what. Let me see if I can find this. I'll tell you what. We've got well over a dozen video snippets, a couple of pages of information getting ready to go, and I'm trying to get the read that I've got here, and I'm not getting it from the source, which is really troublesome. So hang on just one second here. I have to do this. There we go. I got it now. A quick story before I do this. I took my wife to a medical appointment today. And look, I don't know. Okay, I used my stepson's vehicle again for reasons I won't get into. You know, it's got all the buttons and all these things. It looks like a spaceship.
It is nice. Beyond me.
I just want to drive it, right? Okay, well, you've been in it, Art. Yeah. You know what it is, right?
Very nice. You feel very safe in it. It's that kind of vehicle.
Right. Well, you should, I guess.
It's like the SS Enterprise.
Pretty much. Plus, don't forget about the armored doors.
Yes.
But anyway, so once again, now Eric the tech set me up with all this stuff, even put a little marker down here where my the center of my stomach should go, and he wrote a little note. He said belly button and then with an arrow so I can't screw up and I can't be off center. But that's Eric the tech. But real quick today, when I took my wife to a medical appointment, I said, go in, I'll be right in. So I parked the vehicle and I was trying to close. I think she opened the, what do you call it, the sunroof. So I'm trying to close that, you know, so I'm hitting the buttons up there. I'm looking and, you know, it's hard to see. And I hit this one button. And so I'm still, but it's not doing anything. And then all of a sudden I hear this voice. And it was OnStar, of course, right? It's like, where's this coming from?
That's creepy.
Apparently one of the buttons I hit was the OnStar thing. I said, look, I don't even know where, you know, whoever's talking to me, I don't know who you are. Okay. And he said, just you could end the call. I said, I don't even know how I got the call. Well, you called OnStar. I said, I didn't call anybody. I was just trying to close the sunroof. And Eric puts up, he puts up this array of electronics there and expects me to like understand this, right? I'm an old guy. Give me a break.
Drag him kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
No, you know what? I don't need that. I want my 70s, preferably a 71, 72 split bumper Camaro or, you know, something equivalent.
Eight-track player.
At most, okay. AM radio is fine. And but anyway. So while I
burn away some time on that, I want to welcome people to the chat. Thank you so very much. I will be I'll be watching better on this. But folks, chuckdefense.com/Hagman. 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 If you've ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris, wonder no more. The guy's out making movies. He's got more energy than I do. He's in his 80s. He's still kicking behind and staying active. I'm telling you what. What's even more shocking is he's stronger than he ever was. And even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. I love that. You know, I really do. He did this by making one change. He said that he's still feeling like he's in his 50s.
His wife even started doing this one thing, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and has energy all day. Chuck made a very special video. You can see that on your screen that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman, by the way. Or just by clicking the link below this video. It's going to change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefensevideo.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman. And click on the... And click on the link in the description box below to watch the video now. You're not going to believe how simple it is. That is chuckdefense.com/Hagman, two wins on Hagman. The guy's a machine, man. Okay. Now, I'm glad you're with me, RT. We got a lot to get into. You got my, I take it you got my notes there, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. All right. Before we get into that, just real quick, I mentioned yesterday, Jack Posobiec's book came out, Bulletproof, okay? His book came out. And there's one section in here. I don't think he would mind me citing this. But I'm just going to cite this the way it is, okay? He writes in the review chapter, and I say he. It's not just Jack, but Joshua Lysik as well. This is the co-author on this. But two great writers. But he writes in the book, in the review chapter, they called out 12 security botches or mistakes that, had any single one of them been handled with professionalism and care, would have prevented the shooting, and Corey, the firefighter, would still be alive. Okay. And he goes through and lists all 12 mistakes, botches, whatever you want to call them. Now, hang on to that thought. Hang on, I don't want to mess any pages up here. This is an important book to me. And okay, there it is, right there. Okay, so these 12 failures reflect, and I'm quoting the book, a severe breakdown in standard security protocols, coordination, and responsiveness. This is more than a competence issue. It's integrity, and it may even be more than that. Now, this is something I've expressed. Randy Taylor has expressed. Eric the Tech has expressed. Shatter Ops has expressed. Save Them has expressed. Shouting from the rooftops. Shouting. I can reveal this. Shouting this from the rooftops. I mean, to the point where Don Jr. heard the shouting. Okay. The 12 failures. Is it just 12 failures versus something more? What are the odds that all 12 mistakes, all 12 botches could occur on the very same day that there also happens to be an armed man with malicious intent present amid all 12? If only one of those hadn't occurred, there would have been no shooting as well. In other words, you have 12 failures, which is really 12 blatant identifiable failures, which is really critical. And then you toss in an armed man with malicious intent. From one another, yet simultaneously, together with the presence of a capable marksman with the intent to kill. Marksman, hey, it's not no big deal, right? Seriously, no big deal to qualify as a marksman. And I can tell you this, he was definitely at that level. Okay. So you combine the mistakes with the marksman, with the shooter, with the intent to kill. The odds are 1 times 10 to the 27th power, or 1 in a septillion. So that followed by 27 zeros. The odds, again, the odds of all of this, all of these failures happening on the same day as an armed man with malicious intent happening on that same situation without prior knowledge, assuming these events are independent, are at a minimum 1 in 1 septillion. Now, okay, to me that's meaningless. All I know, it's a hell of a odds there. For example,
You know how to, by contrast, the odds of finding a four-leaf clover, about 1 in 5,000. The odds of being hit by a meteorite in your lifetime are estimated at 1 in 700,000. The odds of being struck by lightning in a given year are about 1 in 1.2 million. The odds of being killed by a shark are about 1 in 3.7 million. And RT, you're going to like this, because I think the lottery is for suckers, but okay. The odds of winning the Powerball jackpot are about 1 in 292 million. And lastly, and perhaps most closely, the odds of flipping a coin and getting heads 93 times consecutively are approximately 1 in 10 septillion.
You haven't seen my coin.
And the reason, okay, so that's the book, Bulletproof. And the reason I read that, and folks buy that at Amazon, I'm telling you, it's really a good book. But the reason I let off of that is because they're not done. And this entire episode, RT, I think you can follow the mindset. Either between now and whatever happens on Election Day and afterward, the guy is still a marked man.
And when you look at those odds and all of those, that also reinforces to you that God's hand was there that day.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Yeah, I just, again.
Because any one of the 12 that he's talking about, that he knows, is enough for a death. It's enough for a kill shot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's enough to let the perp get closer to the president. And I can't believe that the Justice Department isn't yelling and screaming. Stop and think about if that had been Barack Obama.
Well, the Justice Department, as far as I'm concerned, was part and parcel to this attempt. But that's for another day.
Yeah. Oh, and I wanted to say something. I made a flub up yesterday.
What'd you do?
No, Hunter, his father, Hunter Biden, no. You'd ask me, do I think that Joe will issue a pardon? Yes, he probably will. However, and I was incorrect because I got that mixed around. No, Hunter Biden does not deserve a pardon. I just wanted to be clear on that because I said accidentally yesterday that yes, I flubbed up the two questions. So, all right, just wanted to get that straight.
Well, thank
someone
you.
That knows me.
I did
knows
think
me
were,
pretty good. Somebody losing. Knows, yeah. But somebody emailed in and asked me, you know, and no, I was incorrect.
Okay. Now, you know, with all the stuff we had going on yesterday, being the first out,
I was reading email. Yeah, and the thing is, well, I'm reading emails while we're on the show. You know what I mean? And trying to follow on Rumble, and I'm not doing very good on the Rumble part. So Doug's got that, and I wasn't paying attention. My apologies. You deserve better.
We'll forgive you. We will forgive you.
Cool.
And I should add, there's somehow you can raid other podcasts. Eric the Tech and I were talking about this today. Laura Loomer starts a podcast at 10 o'clock Eastern time. So after immediately, is that right? Yeah, 10 o'clock. So immediately after this podcast, if you're still in the mood to listen to some good, solid information, Laura Loomer, friend of mine, friend of the show, hop on over to her podcast and enter the chat and say, hey, came over from the Hagman Report, you know, Doug, and she'll say, oh, get out of here. But okay. All right. So here's RT. This is a discussion we're going to have.
Yes, sir.
What's coming, we cannot fix. Nope. Not peaceably. I don't believe we can fix this at all. I believe what they have planned, what the communist left have planned, is extremely, extremely serious, especially in light of the, and I don't know how many people saw the communist cackles, McKnee pads, dim-witted, spineless, manipulative, pandering communist sycophant, meaning Kamala Harris, right? I don't know how many people saw her little speech today. Hold that thought, because I want to start this off, and I'm going to tell you why this can't be fixed. This is cut 1, 51 seconds. This is showing you the mentality of the majority. I believe this to be a majority, a militant majority of those on the left voting for Harris or voting for anybody that's blue, no matter what, who cares, that's, they're not Donald Trump. 51 seconds. This is why I believe we cannot have dialogue. It's not that we don't want to. It's that they won't let us. Mm. Here's Exhibit A. This is cut one from the show notes at HagmanPI.com. Here it is.
Hi. I want to know how you can vote.
We can't answer the door right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, you can do it now.
Shameful. Are you the one that walks by here and always screaming at people? No, I haven't walked by recently.
Okay, because a lot of people walk by and scream.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You are voting for the devil. Don't you know that?
No.
Why are you voting for him?
Because I believe he is the moral candidate.
Oh, my God. F*** you for that one.
That's
moral?
Exactly right. That's how your side acts.
Oh, my God.
That's
he's
how
the
you
most
guys...
immoral person around.
In your opinion, that's okay.
Oh, f*** you.
I'm sorry. Have a nice day.
F***.
Have a nice day. God.
Folks, people in the chat, I mean, do you see where I'm going with this? RT, what do you think?
This is what you run into. That's exactly what you run into. And that what's bad there, she's poaching. She's going to somebody's house.
Yeah, exactly.
And these people are psychotic. You know, they're not mentally balanced. Something that'll give you a bit of a clue here. I saw a thing that just says, Eminem, the rapper that doesn't, he hates the fact that he's white, is for Kamala Harris. And I sat there and I thought about that for a second. And I thought, well, it's no surprise. And I thought, you know what? If you have a voting card, you're a card-carrying Democrat, and you look at that and you go, I am going to vote for Harris because Eminem's voting for her. You have no business voting.
Wow.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Think about this. They're doing this. They are basing a vote on an acting career and a singing career in these cases.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I think there's an underlying, RT, let me just interrupt briefly.
Yeah.
I think there's also an underlying, with respect to some of those celebrities, I think there's an underlying fear, and that fear surrounds the sexual exploitation of children, Pizzagate.
They're on P. Diddy's list.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why we talked about that last night on the show. P. Diddy got popped, okay, just in time for this election. And then all of a sudden, these people are crawling out of the woodwork. Well, not just Rob Reiner, okay? That fat son of a gun. He says he's going to set himself on fire. That's cool. I'll buy the gasoline. I'll bring a lighter. Whatever he wants to do, let me film it. And then Bono says he's going to drive his car off a cliff if Trump wins. Can you?
I'll buy the gas. I mean, or at least enough to get him across.
I want to pack that car so at least it's a great visual effect.
Yeah.
But these people, they're nuts. These people are nuts.
It's a pathological, it's pathology, I believe, driven by ideology. RT, I really believe that. So, all right. Now, there was something that came out, and I don't know how many people saw this. I think Dan Bongino might have talked about this today. If he did, please forgive me if you watched it. Mark Halpern came out, and this is video A, Eric the Tech, kind of a heads up. Mark Halpern came out and said, look, now this guy was a former correspondent, I think went on the CBS, ABC, NBC, whatever, I don't know. But he was a former reporter. And he came out and said, look, certain people are trying to, or floating stories, one in particular, kind of maybe two, that if they are published or made public, could end Donald Trump's career. So I did some digging, and I know others did as well. And then I looked at social media, and I think we found what that story might be, which was reported in The Atlantic. But Eric the Tech, if you don't mind, let's play video A and RT. Again, kind of setting up the setting this episode up to an endpoint. And that endpoint is to reveal the probability, just like we saw in Bulletproof, the probability of events taking place before, during, and after the election and into the next year. So this is going to set all that up, that conclusion of probabilities. So this is cut A from the show notes, HagmanPI.com. Go ahead and play it, cut A.
If it's true, as I said yesterday, it would end Donald Trump's campaign. Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic just happened to publish a story 2 weeks before the election with accusations against Donald Trump, some of which have been disputed for the first time, some of which have been disputed for quite some time. And the point I was making is there's all sorts of things being floated out there. Maybe Jeffrey Goldberg just happened to finish the story 2 weeks before the election, which I'm sure Sean will have a point of view about that. I know of one story that's been pitched to a major newspaper and to me, and for all I know to many others, that I don't believe is true. But if it's true, as I said yesterday, it would end Donald Trump's campaign. Just as if the accusations now thoroughly debunked and attributed by American intelligence to Russia about Tim Walz, if those were true, it would end his campaign. What we're seeing in the final days, as a point I was making, is actors who want a certain outcome are on social media and in pitches to reporters, and in the case of The Atlantic, Jeffrey Goldberg writing himself, are trying to affect the end of the race because they're so desperate to try to pull a Comey. I'm not pursuing the story. I don't think it's true. People in Mar-a-Lago, calm down. All I'm saying is there are people out there pitching stuff. And if it were true, it would end his campaign. But if someone pitched me a story that said, Trump is a Martian, that might not end his campaign. People might think that's cool. You get my point. It there's stuff like that. So before we move on to early voting, Sean, what would you like to say about this phenomena on both sides of stories being pitched at the end, plagiarism, etc., to try to influence the outcome?
Well, I would just say post-Steele dossier, post-Hunter Biden laptop, I would hope, considering the direction that it all seems to go for the most part, I would just hope that any responsible person who used to call themselves a journalist would actually have the same thoughtful demeanor that you do, which is to be more responsible before they publish.
I will say before the Tim Walz story was debunked, but the accusations of a former student at his school, not his student, before that was debunked, I heard from 6 senior Republicans, including 3 associated with the Trump campaign, asking me if it were true. So my point is the campaigns are paying attention to this stuff, and they're thinking, well, maybe it's true. And I know that the Harris campaign thinks some of these Trump accusations are true. They're not just cynically using them. Dan? Yeah,
I think this is, to some extent, this is as old as the Republic itself, which is
correct.
Campaigns, operatives leak, you know, try to create stories. You know, it's kind of like the old, like, it's on you to prove the theory's wrong. The difference now is with the internet, everyone's a journalist. And it's a great way to, you know, try to push something out into the ether. And so I think the best thing you can do is, Mark, just as you're doing now, is you try to use your best judgment, and reporters will maybe dig a little bit. And if there's nothing there, they'll move on.
And Squeaky the Cat said, why bring it up now if it happened so long ago? If it were true, they'd have spilled the beans immediately. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
There's something out there.
It's desperation.
Right. Well, now, one of the stories, and this might not be the story, but one of the stories was published in The Atlantic by Goldberg. Thank you very much. And Jeffrey Goldberg, who's a despicable human being, in my personal opinion, and couldn't write a sentence on his own, published an article, and I didn't even link to it or anything, about the general. his chief of staff, one of the people close to him, saying that he wanted to be like Hitler with his generals. RT, did you see that or hear anything about that?
I heard something, but I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen any proof.
No, I haven't either. Kash Patel came out and said in one of the meetings that was cited by this, I'm not going to even give his name. I don't want to give him any credit at all. The fact of the matter is it never happened. That's that per Kash Patel. Because why could he say that? Because he was in the room. He was in the Oval at the time. But, and I'm going to finish with this filibuster here, and RT, then you can come back on. This is, as a result of that, meaning the book that came out, the accusations by this general, I'm just going to, again, not, I don't even want to, because of that, Harris came out in front of her vice presidential residence, and behind a vice presidential seal, and gave this statement. Now, there's a 39-second statement that I was going to play, but for the context, and I apologize if, and I believe she does mention this general's name. I'm not going to, but I won't. I apologize, but this is the response that the mainstream corporate lackey media is picking up and spreading out to everyone. And then RT, you pick this up with me on the other side, because this is, to me, I want to ask to the people in the chat too. Have you ever remembered, do you ever recall an election like this before, where you have the communist left coming up and just, hey, this could be a Hatch Act violation for all I know. But the animus toward one man, Donald Trump, and the implications, especially given the two recent assassination attempts on President Trump's life. But this is cut five, or I'm sorry, this is cut four. This is the full remarks from Vice President Harris. Again, in front of the vice president, on the property we pay for, we house this woman. She works for us. Maybe
well, she's a little Terminator.
Man, thanks for that. There goes our live stream.
Fire her. You know what I mean?
Fire her. Yeah, that's. Well, she should, to me, this is one of the worst things I've seen. This is cut for 3 minutes. Watch the entire thing.
So yesterday we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens. And let's be clear about who he considers to be the enemy from within. Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify, in his mind, as the enemy within, like judges, like journalists, like nonpartisan election officials. It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans. All of this is further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is. This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. From the people who know him best, from the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room. And it is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, who in fact vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas. Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. And in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions. Those who once tried to stop him from pursuing his worst impulses would no longer be there, and no longer be there to rein him in. So the bottom line is this. We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want?
You know, before I turn it over,
I can't go ahead.
Just before I turn over to you, Kansas Dudas, sorry about that. You're saying that you remember that at the end of Carter's term. I don't remember that. Okay, and I was watching pretty close. But thank you for that. Psycho, interesting. Starbright. Squeaky the Cat, thank you for all your comments and all of the comments about that. But RT, what's your take on her reply?
I can't believe we have a public official one talking like that. Okay, and this is a person that's in office. Okay, since this is, man, it's hard to even say. You wonder why someone would take a shot at him. You know, you're sitting here calling him a fascist. Wars were started for these kinds of words. Now think about it. This is nuts. This is, and because John Kelly says, in my, who's John Kelly? Who is he? That and what makes this so official that she can get up and talk about it like this? This is,
well, it's in a book. It has to be true.
They have taken so many things and just twist them to fit their narrative.
Yeah.
Every time the mouth's open, it's twisting to fit their narrative. This, you know what? He could have said, you know what? I really admire the way that Hitler came up with the superhighways. And they would take that and twist it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I admire how Hitler came up with the idea of superhighways. We're driving on them today.
We know about the Autobahn, you know, yeah.
Yeah, they work rather well. Correct. But just because somebody references them doesn't mean that they agree with what that person did in their life.
No,
this is who in the hell would elect this bitch? I don't get it. I would not want her, especially as precarious as times are right now in the world. We're this far from World War III.
Yes.
And we're going to have Meathead up there running her mouth and making up shit.
This is dangerous talk, man.
This is bad.
This is extremely dangerous, and I feel for President Trump and his family.
This is gasoline on an open fire, Doug.
Yeah, it is. Which is why my opening statement was the fact that I don't think this is going to end well. I don't think this can end well because these people
right now, just because of that speech, we're talking about somebody spinning out of control in the population.
Go ahead.
There's someone probably driving to Mar-a-Lago now.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that at all.
And I don't know why Trump didn't come out and rebut this. He should have rebutted this and hard. and hard.
I'm hearing that
I would have his female attorney get up and speak on that one.
Yeah, Alina Haba.
I love her.
Yeah, and I do. I do. Man. I do believe there will be a statement issued or a rebuttal.
I'd file a lawsuit on that
accusations.
One.
Not too far off, so I understand. But what do I know?
I can't believe what you just played. I'm sitting here, and I've been through a lot of elections in my life.
Folks in the chat, hey, did you see that? Did you see her emergency statement? I just don't know if we're going over old ground or not.
like you're like in another parallel dimension or something. I feel like that's something I would see in a movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That hits that's a man, talk about drama. Oh my God.
It's desperation too, because the internal polling, I'll just say this, the external polling is one thing, but the campaigns, each of them pay for internal polling, and that's costly. I mean, that you pay mega bucks for that. The internal polling is showing that Harris is in deep, deep trouble, deeper trouble than the external public polling is showing. Now, that doesn't mean that we should say, oh, you know, it's in the bag. It's not in the bag. We have to fight theft. And, yeah, exactly.
Remember, we want overwhelming. Okay, we're not here to match. We're not here to tie. We're not here to win by one vote. Okay, we're in it to win it. I mean, to win it. I want to see is twice the amount of people that vote for that psycho. I'd like to see twice that voting for Trump. Can you do it?
You know, I pray, even though people look, I get the fact that they're cheating. I understand that. I understand that you may think that your vote doesn't count for a hill of beans. I get that too. But, you know, like you often say, RT, that you know, we have to stand at Judgment Day. We're going to have to say, look, I did everything legal and possible to prevent what just happened. What got me here, perhaps. I don't know.
And the people that died so you could vote. I just stop and think about that. That alone should drive you to a voting booth. The amount of people that died so that you would have that freedom to have a say in your future. Get out there and vote.
And Roger, true patriot, I can't agree with you more. That what she said was basically an act of war against President Trump, and I believe that to be the case. You know, RT, you summed it up nicely, and thank you for that, because we've got to carry the burdens of those who fell defending our right to vote specifically.
Yes.
And
so more don't have to die over it.
Amen to that. Okay, because
they're pushing for World War III.
And we're going to be getting into that. And by the way, folks, tomorrow night, Steve Quayle is going to be with us. He's got a lot of World War III data and information, which I talked to him earlier today. And I mean, it was like in the middle of the night, and he was just wound up tremendously. Sent me some stuff, and very concerning. But Randy, in addition to what you saw, Kamala Harris, or again, I should probably shorten this down, but the communist cackles, McKnee pads, dim-witted, spineless, manipulative, pandering communist sycophant. In addition to what you heard her say, here was Biden coming out, and this is, let's see, this is cut number 3. This is video 3. This is in the show prep at HagmanPI.com. This is an ex-posting from Charlie Kirk. 14 days before the presidential election, Joe Biden calls for the incarceration of Donald Trump. Did you see this? Now, he kind of tried to walk that back. No. The first out is the truth. But let's play the clips in case anyone did not see it. This is cut 3.
He is talking about doing away with the entire Department of Education. He's talking, he means it. This is not a joke. This is a guy who also wants to replace every civil servant every single one, thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be, if it was the case, to actually physically kill someone who is he believes to be a threat to him. I mean, so I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up. Political lock him up.
What is he talking about?
Well, he's going on about President Trump being unhinged, unstable.
I know, but the shoot to kill thing, they're the ones that are planning on having snipers on the roof January 6, 2025. The military with authorization to kill us.
Yep.
So nobody's talking about that. But that crazy son of a bitch and his Democrat friends, they're lining up an army already to kill us. In case we are upset about Donald Trump losing. And of course we're going to be upset. But show up in Washington, D.C., you get a bullet through your head.
Yeah.
That's no joke.
Not hyperbole. No. By the way, before I go on, I should mention that in the chat, Tango 0426 likes your tie. So,
right on.
You clean up nice. Trust me, folks. I know he does. But so this is a problem. There he is giving this statement. He went to a Democratic campaign office in New Hampshire. That's where the statement was made. But he is painting Trump out to be Hitler-esque and a dictator wannabe, tyrant, and everything that they are. That's what he's projecting onto President Trump.
Did anybody happen to see any of this kind of behavior in his last presidential term? I didn't.
Good point. And I think someone else in the chat made that reference as well. Yeah.
Is there even a trace of it?
No.
This is crazy. This is so crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. This is
a really terrible script is what this is.
Yeah. 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 It is.
I can't believe Harris came out and said any of that. That right there, as far as I'm concerned, shows why she shouldn't be in charge.
Well, in addition to the other issues, for example, the Pentagon leak, everything that happened under their watch has been a disaster.
Yep.
And President Trump, and this is cut eight, somewhat, I think, in response to the animus being portrayed or being projected against him. But just listen to President Trump. This, I believe, is from today. A bad thing happened today. We have an enemy from within. If it's not from today, it's still relevant today. But this is also referencing the enemy within. The left-wing media is also twisting this to say, look, he wants to, shoot American citizens and lock American citizens up. That's how this is taken, which it's not meant to be. Unless, of course, you're a traitor to our country. You're spying for another country, espionage, sedition, and so on. But this is President Trump's response. Cut eight. It's a minute, 2 seconds.
A bad thing happened today. You probably heard. Now, the press isn't covering it very much, which is just incredible. Possibly our Defense Department or somebody. Anyway, it was leaked. The entire military plan of Israel. The military plan. The plans they have at the highest level. It was leaked. Highly confidential information. It was leaked by our somebody. They have no idea who did it. Can you imagine you're fighting a war and you have your Americans, Carlos, can you imagine anything like that? Did you hear this? They leaked all the information about the way that Israel's going to fight and how they're going to fight and where they're going to go. And somebody, who did that? Can you imagine somebody doing that? That's the enemy. I guess that maybe is the enemy from within. As I talk about, we have an enemy from within. They hate to talk about it.
And that, by the way, what he's referencing is a leak from the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And he is referencing specifically Iranian American, and Iranian American, per Sky News, identified as Ariane Tabby, whatever. But an Iranian American. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not her first brush with espionage. This is the second time, and she's still working there with a security clearance. The suspected staffer, the Iranian American, works as the bureau chief to Lloyd Austin's aide for special operations. Was authorized to have access to very secret information, and still does have. So that's what he's talking about. But that could also apply too. That response would be applicable, I believe, to at least the narrative part of it could be applicable to a lot of things. But there you have it. So we've got a problem with spies within. Go ahead, sir.
We have. This. You know what this sounds like? This sounds like back when Obama came into office. Remember that? And all of a sudden, all these different people being people that had no security clearances whatsoever being put into high security positions. Bringing the Muslims in, Muslim lawyers, and bringing them in, sticking them in DOJ, and scattering them throughout the government. And that we had enough proof then that the Democrat Party is our enemy. And now, you know, look at what's happened with these two idiots in office. The last 3.5 years, almost 4 years. Just look at them. It's a crap show. Okay, this Kamala Harris. You know what? We have got to destroy her in the polls on election day. We have to destroy her
enough to send a strong message that we're not going to tolerate any crap.
No, right? Yeah, and I'm telling you. Are they going to try and cheat? Yes, of course they're going to try and cheat. They're Democrats. They can't help themselves.
Yep.
It's in their blood. Okay? But let's get out there and pile so many votes in for Trump that they can't even handle it. Okay?
Otherwise, you know, every city is going to look like Detroit, according to them. So
let me tell you something. Let me tell you it's embarrassing. I'm an American. And when I'm up in Canada and I'm traveling by vehicle, whether I go in through Detroit or come in through Buffalo, we should be embarrassed as Americans of how the cities look. Seriously. Detroit being the worst of the two. Detroit, I grew up in Detroit. I was there during the riots. I remember we couldn't go to school. They threatened to come out into the suburban communities. There's a little town just south of Detroit. And they burnt that town down. They burnt Detroit to the ground. They burnt their own houses down. I didn't understand as a little boy, but that's what they did. And you know what? A lot of those houses are still there. Burnt. Nobody's done a thing about it. You just drive through Detroit. It looks like something that's left over from a war. It's awful. It really is. And I would really love to see that city cleaned up, really, to where when people come over that bridge, it'd be something to be proud of. Because right now, it's not exactly something to be proud of. And I don't see Whitmer doing much of anything to try and help the people of Detroit or help Detroit itself. But they seem to like their Democrat.
But, you know, Kennedy, RFK, said something today in one of his speeches. And I would add this. I find it extremely interesting. You have President Trump. You've got Elon Musk. You've got Kennedy, RFK. Now you have Tulsi Gabbard kind of switching parties and joining the team. You got like a whole litany of individuals who are supporting this, supporting President Trump. But then on the other side, you've got this very ideologically driven cadre of criminals, and I mean criminals, and communists driven by their ideology to take down the U.S. I don't think I don't think it could be any more clear, but that presents a dangerous situation that we find ourselves in. Do you want every city to look like San Francisco, Detroit, now New York, and in some areas Philadelphia? And I could go on and on, but that's what's going to happen. And I'll tell you, we let's go to this. This was cut. Let me see here. No, this is cut 10, video 10. This is only 47 seconds, but this is what Harris has in mind. RT, you were speaking about this just the other day, about these illegals being used for voting, but used for other purposes as well. Let's go to cut 10, 47 seconds. She's proposing amnesty for everyone here, already here, and you're looking at, in my view anyway, over 35 million illegal invaders in this country. So go to cut, Eric the Tech, if you don't mind, go to cut 10.
Right now, we're talking about border security, and there's nobody, no Democrat, talking about pathway to citizenship, an immigration relief, and the benefits that migrants bring to this country.
Oh, but there's no question that migrants bring... America is a country that was built in part by immigrants.
But people are concerned about their TPS, their DACA, their... we're talking about mass deportations.
I'm not talking about...
What do you stand on mass deportations? What's your stand there?
We need smart, humane immigration policy in America that includes a pathway to citizenship.
So she is actually proposing amnesty for those people already here, including the 13,000 plus murderers, the 50,000 plus rapists, and the people who have committed assault. That's what she's doing. And by the way, for behavioral analysis purposes, when somebody looks to their right, except when I'm looking like at a computer screen, but in conversation, when somebody looks to their right, looks down to their right, or touches their nose in a number of different ways, deceptive signs of deception for body language people. But again, Randy, that's what they want, right?
Yeah. I shouldn't peck at our nose.
That's another problem altogether.
I can't believe this is a candidate for president.
Well, it's only going to get worse.
Worse. Oh yeah.
Okay.
This circus has just started. Yeah.
All right, now I want to kind of go back to the beginning, and if it seems like I'm jumping around, I apologize, or if we're jumping around, if Randy is, it's because of me, but I'm going to go back to the beginning of the show, the threat now posed by the left to President Trump and to all, each one of us. This is something I pulled out. I sent it to Randy earlier today. This is Congressman Tim Burchett, and I want people to really, again, in the context of today's environment, think about this, because a lot is going to be blamed on Iran, Ukraine. Are we not doing that, RT, right now, or are they not doing that? Like, you know, Ukraine is responsible for radicalizing certain people. Mm-hmm. Iran is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Listen to Congressman Tim Burchett, and it's great for me to hear at least him talk about this, because we've talked about this before. How about MKUltra, a modern-day MKUltra program? This clip, let's run it for its entirety. It's just over 5 minutes, but the long format does allow us to do this. Listen to what Tim Burchett, as well as the interviewer, has to say about this, and RT, your comments on the other side, because I know you've been following this, and chat too.
And we've talked about this many times on the show.
Yes.
Many
Plus,
times.
I do believe that there is an element of that in Western Pennsylvania on July 13th.
Yep.
That's just my view. Okay. So go ahead and this is cut six, video six.
That's my next question. After everything that you've dug into, both of you guys, what was this? Is it lone wolves coming after him, or is this orchestrated from who the left?
Yeah. I honestly don't know yet. And one of the things that I still want information on that I think is going to definitely help answer that question is these bank accounts and whether or not he did indeed have offshore bank accounts with a lot of money in them. Because based on, you know, pattern of life and the type of job that he had and the family that he came from, you know, I think he was just working at a little store. If he did have overseas bank accounts with a good amount of cash in them, that's going to be a massive red flag, you know, that he was working with somebody. And so we don't know yet. But again, without subpoena power, it's tough to get the witnesses, you know, in there that, you know, can answer questions.
There's a thing called MK Ultra. They used to say that's, you know, it's bogus, but it's a reality. It's been documented. I think there's been lawsuits because of it. You know, they use psychotropic drugs and to influence people and brainwash them. And I think it ended in the 60s, maybe 63 or something. It was a CIA operation. And they took people and just turned them into machines, basically, apparently, or tried to. And of course, they said it didn't exist, and then they got popped, and then they were forced to make it did exist. And that, to me, that begs the question: is something like that still going on? Because I don't trust them to tell me the truth. So many billions float. You know, the Pentagon right now can't count for $500 million in assets. I mean, what is that? A battleship?
Yeah.
You know. So we're awash with something with money to do something with, and there's some people in this world in this government that are pure evil.
But and on top of that though, Sean, I do want to say to answer your question, I do think that there is, you know, at the very least, I do think there was a desire to weaponize the mainstream media outlets to radicalize American citizens against the president. I mean, come on, man, you can only call somebody
Hitler
a threat to democracy, or, you know, he's like a modern day Hitler so many times before somebody feels the moral obligation to do something about it.
Yeah. Magazine cover of a national publication that has a picture of Trump with a Hitler mustache.
Right.
This goes back to my point about MK Ultra. Maybe they're not bringing in somebody off the street and doing this too, but they know if they put enough of this thought process out there, there's enough kids or misfits or something that are going to do something. And this guy, though, he's a North Carolinian, Lanian, lived in Hawaii, but comes down to Florida, sits on a golf course, and he's going to take out Trump. How does that happen? How does this guy do this? This guy's got all kinds of these international connections. He's been busted before for federal firearms violations. And then they don't even charge him with attempted murder. They charge him with possession of a firearm, of a felon, and then I think altering the serial numbers on the gun. And so this is what they've just charged him with, apparently. So, and then in the reports that I got, they haven't even charged him with murder, attempted murder. So, you know, again,
they haven't even charged him with attempted murder.
The last report I saw, that could change. And, you know, I don't know jurisdictional. Maybe they can get more of a charge out of a altered firearm by federal violation. I don't know. But, and two, I've always said this: Americans want their pizzas in 30 minutes, and that's about our dadgum attention span. And they, you know, they won't even talk about the first assassination attempt. So people are allowed to joke about you know, how it was fake and, you know, he didn't hit his ear and how does ear heal so fast and all this other stuff, you know, and they're allowed to talk about that and joke about it now openly. And so this one, you know, my local newspaper in Knoxville, it wasn't even, apparently wasn't even in it. It wasn't even on the front page of it this morning. So, which I don't take, by the way, I don't take that paper, but they, you know, they just want it gone and move on.
Now, since that video was aired, Ryan Ralph, the individual that they were talking about, primarily was in fact charged with, on September 24th, with attempted assassination of a presidential candidate, as well as assaulting a federal police officer and possessing a firearm. Okay, so there were additional charges that did pile on. Frog Lady 2009, interesting observation about Burchett kind of squirming. I think that was him who squirmed when the phrase MKUltra, or when he mentioned the phrase MKUltra. Interesting observation. That does show discomfort with the topic. Again, I'm not certified in body language, but I've taken forensic courses in that, and I know RT is very up on that as well. So, RT, your thoughts on that, because that opens up the entire can of worms.
You and I had this conversation when we were driving to Butler.
Yeah, we did.
About CNN going on a 24-hour news cycle.
Yep.
We talked about this. Exactly what we were saying is that we get this playing in the background every hour, on the hour, repeating. You go about your business in the office, it's playing. You're sitting there in the doctor's waiting room, it's playing. Is there any surprise that you would have a Crooks or this other guy, this Ralph guy? Is that a surprise? No.
That's almost
like an open-ended MK Ultra, seeing who bites. It's like throwing bait out in the pond just to see where the fish are. When will they bite? You know why? Because they have that plausible deniability. Nobody knows the person. Who put them up to it? We don't know. I told the story about Crooks, what I think, last night. And the one thing that I left out was the Ukraine part. Okay? Once again, and that's been disputed. They say, Crooks had nothing to do with Ukraine. Well, these bank accounts that they're talking about supposedly were run through Ukraine. So
now the bank accounts that they that conversation reference works, the guy in Florida. Okay. However,
I'm talking about Crooks.
Now Crooks, the bank accounts there have all been sealed by guess who? By the FBI. All
right. Well, there you have it. The government, they're running open and MK Ultra on the people that have been. Why? The fact that idiot Harris got up and was able to speak like that lets you know that the population has been programmed. And what that gentleman said about we have a 30-minute time span on he's being generous. I don't think it's 30 minutes. I think it's about 8 minutes. Serious, people don't dig into anything. They just take it and go. Think about how much fun you can have as a programmer with the population when you're just sitting out here throwing this stuff out and nobody's checked it. They fact check Trump, but nobody ever fact checks anything, you know, that's coming out on CNN same day and says anything. You know why? Because they say it and then they move on. But they run all that crap they run for at least a half a day, at least 12 hours, it seems like. It's just repeat. And that's on their news channel. When you get into the other ones and they start talking and you have people coming in, I'm so fed up with the news, to be honest with you, I don't watch it. I'm being honest with you. If something big is going on in the country, I will put on CNN and just watch some of it. Yes, I will. But as a rule around our house, and I'll be honest why we did it, not so much for me or because of that. We just got to the point we didn't want our kid watching this crap.
Well, I wouldn't either.
That's really what drove it. And I and my wife and I had a discussion, and we were like, you know, we're both very smart. We're both very in tune. We're both online constantly. We have awesome sources from around the world. We know where to go get news. It's like, you know, Doug knows where to go get news. And that's what we chose to do in our home. So when you walk in the house, when everybody else's TV would be on CNN, ours isn't. Then I'm going to tell you something else, because, and I could say this because I'm familiar with Canada. CNN and MSNBC come standard with a standard cable package. And it's always been that way on Rogers Cable. Okay, that's out of Toronto. CNN and MSNBC come standard. If you want Fox, it's an extra $20 a month. People don't even realize that. Because I'll ask somebody, do you have Fox News? I won't know. Because they have the basic cable package. So that's even more of this MK Ultra style type thinking and programming. There, CNN is in everywhere. And CNN is the biggest shit disturber in the world. And I'm being realistic. They lie. They lie constantly. I watched CNN. Last time I watched something on CNN was probably, honestly, I'm not joking, 8 or 10 years ago was the last time my television saw CNN. And I'm being serious. I don't, if I'm doing a search and CNN pops up as the source, I don't even go to that link. I will not.
But to me, there's a difference, though. And we talked about this, and I agree with you about the background, about the CNN part. But there's a difference, too. Let me explain it this way. Pre-assassination, I'll say May, June, the rhetoric by the left was like right here on the news programming.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And post, or now in the last 2 weeks, especially, well, the last 3 weeks, really, it went from here at this level, pre-assassination, against President Trump to here.
Yes.
You know,
because we're
escalation.
You're nose to nose with the election day, though.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. This is rah, rah, rah. They're jumping down like cheerleaders for the Democrats, trying to get these people in. And here's the thing, they try and cover up anything that the Democrat, any good point that a Republican brings up, they try and tell another lie to cover it up. They are complicit.
I totally agree with you on that.
Absolutely complicit. They should have no say in a U.S. election. None.
Okay. But you have, again, you have this media now who is, to me, could you not see the MK Ultra components within the media, the mainstream media, even to some extent Fox News, but where the people are demonizing a man, dehumanizing him, and creating an environment of hatred. And, you know, I forget who it was. Maybe it was Halpern talking about this or someone else saying, you know, if you can go back in time and kill a Hitler, kill Hitler before he assumed office, would you do it? You know, half might say yes, half might say no. And that paradox there.
That's a hell of an example, Doug.
Yeah.
That's a really good example, what you just said, because I've been asked that question before. I got asked that in history class in high school. If I could go back. I remember Mr. McCarthy. I remember.
Mine was in...
I just gave away my history teacher's name. Sorry.
Yeah, look him up.
He used to jump up on his desk and yell at us. I loved him. Oh, I loved him. He was awesome.
Well, that's back in the day when teachers taught. You know.
Oh, my God, yes. And you were going to learn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, God bless Sister Anna Marie in elementary school. You know, she comes through the doors.
Have to admit, did you ever see I think it's a movie called The Lawnmower Man, but there was a book when I was a kid called Charlie. And it was about taking a person that wasn't very bright. He was like a groundskeeper or something. And they did an experiment while he was sleeping. They would play educational tapes to him. And he got smarter and smarter and smarter and smarter and became dangerous. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Okay. It was about third grade. But that was the story. The programming, the mental programming by repeated suggestion, repeated suggestion. And what would happen, you can even black it out and read a book, but your subliminal conscience is still picking up what's being said to you.
Very, very interesting.
Exactly. It's just like subliminal. When you look at the old whiskey ads, you could look in the picture of the glass of whiskey and the person behind it and all, and see the figure of a nude woman in the ice.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Remember this?
I remember. Yep.
Remember, they got popped for subliminal programming in advertising.
Right.
Remember they busted people on the internet, were taking font, typing messages, putting it in the web page, and just one little degree off the color of the actual background. So you didn't see it, but you did see it. Your subliminal mind saw it.
That's correct. And people, we saw this when we were looking.
That? Yes.
But when you and I were working.
Yes, sir.
Working,
Yahoo groups. Yep. That's
okay,
what got, that was my first foray into Al-Qaeda code breaking was the font matching the paper, the background. And it was by accident that I discovered they were doing it.
You had to take that and layer that out. And I remember that whole process. Yep. It was.
And when I showed that to the government, believe me, they wanted me on the payroll. This guy, this air conditioning guy. Yeah. They said, what do you do? I'm an air conditioning guy. What?
Yeah, sure you are.
Well, my wife, I remember when my wife met me, she grabbed my hands. She looks at my hands and turns them over and she goes, air conditioning my ass. Never forget that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. Let's moving along here. I'll tell you what, we can get in a lot of trouble going in that direction.
Oh,
yeah.
We still got a lot of stuff here to cover, buddy.
We do.
But
again, you know, when you look at this episode in a whole, and I hope that this does make sense, you look at the fact that you have this ideology of people. Like the first video we showed, that woman through the Ring doorbell video, just absolutely off her chain with hatred. I mean, vile hatred toward that one neighbor. How could you remember? How could you vote for that? He's the devil. Mm-hmm. So my question is, we know that there are many people like that, but where did she develop such strong animus toward President Trump? Was because I'm sure, you know, prior to 2014, Trump was, I mean, he was celebrated on sitcoms and all kinds of stuff. But that's the question I think we should be asking.
What created the channel for these women to go in and start hating him were rape accusations and abortion issue. Those are two things I think said, okay, he's an enemy of women. Right.
But
and
you also have guys that too.
But the women are just absolutely bananas worse. The ones that are middle-aged or a little bit older, they're generally like in their late 50s and 60s, and they're dangerous. They will they'll clear glasses and bottles off a table screaming at you in a restaurant. They're nuts, Doug.
I I've seen posts on social media.
I mean, banana cake nuts, buddy. Do it when you're done. Yeah. When it's done, you're just looking at going, what in the hell was that?
Well, see what you're saying there. To me, okay, that program, that level of programming cannot be fixed. You cannot dialogue with that. That cannot be fixed. Look, unless maybe I'm off, but I don't think you can't have any dialogue with people like that.
No, you can't have a conversation.
Correct.
You see videos of them on airplanes like that. They don't want to sit next to the person with the Trump shirt.
Oh, man. But then, okay, so advance that to like the, I'll call them stewardesses. I don't care. Because that's what they were when I, well, flight attendants, whatever. But advance that to that level where they have authority and they can kick someone off for wearing, like you said, a Trump shirt, Trump hat, whatever. You're disturbing someone. So then give them power. Think back to the COVID lockdowns, what a bunch of crap that was. But the power instilled in certain people, the snitch lines, all of this. I think all of this, again, when you look at that video, the first video we played, what cannot be fixed, and you advance it step by step into President or Biden, the Biden regime, including Harris, now calling President Trump a devil, demonic, a Hitler, praising Hitler, wants to have generals like Hitler. This, according to, John Kelly, okay, General John Kelly. Somebody said it in the chat, so I'll say it. But then you advance it even more to the MK Ultra programming. You're talking about subliminal stuff, but there's also direct MK Ultra. So, again, we're moving at a pace here while showing you what they have done as well. And this next piece will show you something I think is so critically important. This is things that we have been working on while we have been distracted or otherwise directed into different issues. What has been going on with the border? What has been going on with the currency of the globalists, which is the children? I think we need to really, really hone in on that, as well as the enemies brought into this country. For that, we'll go to cut 12. This is impactful. I believe this is extremely impactful. And RT, you and I have worked, as well as Shatter Ops and Save Them, and Craig Sawyer, Vets for Child. We've worked on this, and we have found this regime, the Obamas, and people in high places. And one surprise, maybe you haven't heard of this, coming after this. This is video 12. This is about the Biden regime and about children coming into this country. This is an incredible piece of footage. Here it is.
There's more than 300,000 children, over 300,000 children that they came through the border. They released them, and we don't know where they are. Kamala, where are the children? Kamala, where are the children? You know, these people, Kamala and Biden, they're the biggest human traffickers in the history. And everyone knows that. And that's why I'm here to give my 100% to support my dear friend, President Donald Trump. And again, we will win for the third time.
320,000 children, give or take. They have no idea where they are, Bo. No idea. You know, and they stopped doing DNA tests when Joe Biden came into office. When Donald Trump was in office, a 35-year-old man that would show up with a 10-year-old, they'd say, okay, quick DNA test, do they match? No, you're a fraud. You're out of here. We'll protect her. Those are gone now. So 320,000 children, sexual slavery, business slavery, you know, just forced labor. We don't know. Can you imagine what the ramifications and the blowback would be if Donald Trump had this happen on his watch? It would lead the news every single night, Bo. And here we are with 320,000 missing children. And you know who's outraged the most? Those folks you just heard from. The people that know what it's like to come into this country legally, to see this happen and to see this tragedy of the exploitation of children. And letting the Democrats say, it's no big deal. It is a huge deal. It's a stain upon America and something that needs to be corrected.
So that was That was about the children being trafficked, and really no one is talking about it. You know, people were outraged. Children in cages, remember that? Well, this is really multiplied into wholesale child sex trafficking.
You're starting to think about it, and you know exactly why. You know exactly why Harris got up and said that. The globalists are behind all of this. These children, they're getting paid for them. They're putting these children out here. They are a currency, these children.
That's right.
They're a bigger seller than drugs. And drugs are a massive market. And I'm telling you right now, they know that Donald Trump is not going to have this. They know that there's leaders like Vladimir Putin are not going to have this. They're not going to allow it. And if people that are involved in this industry, I'm sorry, we're too soft on them. They need to be killed.
Yeah, you're gonna hold that feeling as well, folks. Hold that feeling.
No, that's where I'm at. I have no bit. I told you I would march. I'll take up a weapon over abortions. I'll definitely take up a weapon over abused children. I don't know how a man like Craig Sawyer does what he does. I could not do that, Doug. And that's why I stay away from it, because it would get out of hand.
100%.
I'm scared of myself.
I'd be afraid of you too, and folks, with good reason. Let's go to cut 13, because this is a continuation of the subject of what the Biden-Harris regime has done. And I think this also plays into what I suspect is going to happen. And we can talk more really about the end result here, why they cannot allow President Trump to take power back. And I think that that's the end result. But this is another, perhaps, asset or piece in their corner. This is cut 13 at HagmanPI.com. That's cut 13 at HagmanPI.com. Here it is.
You have real stories of these criminals, 13,000 of which have been let in under Kamala Harris, 13,000 murderers. I want to be clear, 13,000 convicted murderers are living in U.S. communities. Play 63.
Under Kamala Harris, over 13,000 illegals convicted of murder are living in American communities.
Which means they are here.
While an additional 15,000 convicted of sexual assault and rape are also living amongst you.
Tonight, a migrant has been charged with raping a 15-year-old disabled girl.
How will your family survive another 4 years if you may not be able to survive the night?
Right for America is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I mean, look, that's heavy stuff, but it's true. Yeah.
It's real. And that's the point of these ads, is this is not a joke. When we talk about the border, it's not that it's a broken border. It's the fact that we filled this nation with illegal immigrant crime. And whether that's rape, whether that's murder, that is in your community.
No community is immune to this. I can't hear you, Doug.
I should know better than to play with the buttons, right? No, I 100% agree with you on this, but I really think that what we're seeing right now is the construction by the deep state of an army. Your thoughts on that? Because
I absolutely agree that there's an army out here. They're in place. Sure, they're already in place.
Yeah, they are.
They just need to be armed and given their orders. We know they're in hotels in New York and different cities. We already know that. We've seen that. The question is, what do you do about it? What do we do? Do you, me, and 60 guys march into the hotel and kill everything that's breathing?
No, but I'll tell you what, that's not far off.
It's going to come to that, sir.
It's going to come to that.
And that's where I don't. Americans can talk tough, but you've got to realize we are really close to disaster here. We are in bad shape, and I don't know how far we're going to have to be and how far we're going to have to go to restore this, but if we don't get Donald Trump in there, and I'm going to tell you something, just getting Donald Trump in office doesn't go, whew, boy, that's done. The work just gets started. It's just now we have a toehold to start clawing back ground to making this country what it should be. But we've got basically, when you get right down to it, every single federal organization that has anything to do with immigration, especially anything with children or children housing or any of that stuff, has to be torn apart and rebuilt. I hate to say it, We need to shut the border down, deport, and then start over with this.
But there's the children, of course. We need to have a special special response team, I think, for the children. That's just what I think. Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of funny what you just said. Checking on the time here. I just want to get this couple in here. You said just by electing Trump, that doesn't, you know, that's just step one.
Yeah.
Mike Davis was on air today, and he lists the suspects who should go down for just merely lawfare against President Trump, not the crimes, but the specifically lawfare against President Trump and the continuous legal harassment of Trump. I thought this was a brilliant start, and this is kind of what you segued us into. This is Cut 11, and again, HagmanPI.com. That's HagmanPI.com. Video 11, go ahead and play.
Yeah, I would say that it's Jack Smith, Jay Bratt, his counselor. You have Big Fannie Willis, her dumb, unqualified boyfriend, Nathan Wade. You have Big Tish James in New York. You have the New York Attorney General who is engaged in this illegal lawfare and election interference, this criminal conspiracy against rights. Judge Juan Merchan, his daughter, Lauren Merchan, Judge Arthur Engoron. I mean, it never ends how many people are involved with this criminal conspiracy against rights under 18 U.S.C. Section 241. It's not just people inside of government. It's also people outside of government who colluded with them, who conspired with them to push these bogus indictments for non-crimes for the purpose of interfering in the election. And so this goes all the way back to 2016 with Crossfire Hurricane, when these Democrats made up the Russian collusion hoax because Hillary had her illegal home server as Secretary of State hacked, probably by the Russians, with our nation's most classified secrets. Most troubling for Hillary is it also had the Clinton Foundation pay for play foreign bribery schemes. They're taking millions of dollars from foreign governments and entities, and in return, Hillary, as the Secretary of State, is performing official acts. So quid pro quo, foreign bribery. And you say, oh, how could you possibly think that the Russian collusion hoax was made up to cover up for that? Well, they did the same thing in 2020 with Hunter Biden's laptop. They had the CIA work with the 51 former intel officials to say Hunter Biden's laptop of the Biden family corruption, over $20 million from our worst enemies, including China, Russia, every other hellhole around the world, has gone into what seems like every Biden family member's bank accounts. They said that was a Russian disinformation campaign. And when Trump was going to declassify, he did declassify and was going to publicly release Crossfire Hurricane. They stopped him at the last minute, the day he left office, and then they did the Mar-a-Lago raid to go get those Crossfire Hurricane records. And then came the four indictments where they tried to throw Trump in prison for life. They tried to bankrupt him. They tried to throw him off the ballot in Colorado and Maine. They've tried to underfund his Secret Service detail and almost have his head blown off on live TV. This is an ongoing criminal conspiracy that started back in 2016 and is ongoing, and there must be severe legal, political, and financial consequences for this.
So, RT, yep. Considering that, using that as a template, now, Mike Davis was talking about the lawfare aspect of this, but if you would use that as a template for the open border crimes, okay, and the criminals already here. Use that as a template for child trafficking. Use that as a template as well for the crimes against humanity, which I think he got duped on with respect to the jab, the slab jab. But with RFK there now and others in his inner circle, new, different than the 2016, I think this could be accomplished, but not without some severe fighting by the globalists. What are your thoughts on that?
Although, absolutely. In fact, many globalists need to be picked up and indicted.
I agree.
George Soros needs to be shut down. He needs to be made an enemy of the state. George Soros is a dangerous man. And people like Bill Gates, you know what? The list goes on. And this is where you hear him saying, well, he's going to go after the FBI. He's going to go. Yeah, and he should. All of these people have been weaponized against him. This has been a campaign of terror against Donald Trump. They've been conducting this warfare, lawfare, whatever you want to call it, illegally, and it needs to be accounted for. And such a message needs to be sent that this will never be accepted again. If it is, these are the consequences. So somebody will think twice before some little shithead like that Jack Smith decides to try this again. That little son of a gun should be in Supermax. The rest of his life. This crap where you take somebody to court and you don't even have the charges? You can't even name the charges? Oh, we'll just work on them as we go? I don't think so. That's not my country.
No, I agree with you on that. And real quick, Frog Lady 2009 mentions the January 6th are still in prison. We can't forget about them. No. And I do believe that President Trump does have a plan, you know, for that. But even Stephen Bannon, as we talked about last night, being denied the First Step Act early release, this is a complete weaponization of our government.
On the worst part, Doug, if we do manage to get Trump into the Oval Office, they're going to try and start the same crap they did in 2016. They'll try and impeach him and all that. The whole deal's got to be cleaned out. Everything. We got to get the Democrats out of the White House. We got to clean up the judicial branch, the executive branch, and the legislative branch. Yeah, and not rhinos. Get the rhinos out.
Well, it's customary with every, but you're gonna see the blowback. It's customary with every administration that comes in, new administration, where the federal appointees, especially in the judiciary, like the
Of these judges should be in jail, though, Doug.
But I totally agree. But some of the nominees, not the or appointees. Not judicial nominees, but some of the but that's a good
and
point.
Where are all the judges that Trump put in office? You know, where are they at?
Some bad picks.
It's like you can't find them.
No. There's one story, one last story here that I really want to get into. And folks, if you haven't heard about this, I'm not going to post the 10-page indictment. I'm just not going to do it. You can find it on your own if you want. You heard about, well, we've been talking, RT's been following and investigating and talking, researching about the Sean Diddy Combs stuff, the Epstein issue, the Epstein list, which I think, I would really think that there will be some disclosures made this time around by President Trump if he gets in office, based on RFK's urgings, based on people like Kash Patel and others in the inner circle. But there's something that is truly, truly disturbing. Before I get to that, I want to take the final break here and thank GetAllOfOne. That's the number one.com/Hagman, two ends on Hagman. GetAllOfOne. .com/Hagman. You know, we've partnered with Gundry Medical, and I want to thank them for this information. One of the most important, healthiest foods you could ever have is in your pantry right now. It's olive oil, but there are different types of olive oil. I'm going to tell you right now, it's the quality is everything. So you have to understand that. You cook with it. There are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. It's a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. And besides helping you look younger, on the outside, it does a fantastic, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high quality olive oil into you, into your daily routine as possible. And whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle in your bathroom medicine cabinet, it's up to you. But the question is, what kind's best for you? Well, any olive oil itself can give you some benefits, but if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a ton what you pick. So do this. Go to getoliveThenumber1.com/Hagman, getoliveThenumber1.com/Hagman, and watch the video. And that will teach you everything you need to know about this. And Dr. Gundry, in that video, answers specific questions. You can watch a video right now by going to getoliveThenumber1.com/Hagman, or by clicking the link in the description box below. All right, I want to thank them for their support of this broadcast. Now, RT, I read this indictment. I'll send it to you afterwards because I don't think you had time to grab this. If you haven't heard about this, this is huge. This is Abercrombie and Fitch, that indictment, and how this is interwoven into Epstein, how this is interwoven into all of the globalists or all of the compromised minions and Muppets within our government, within the NGOs, within all of the different branches of our government, and some of the biggest names in entertainment and in the judiciary and some other places. This is researcher Ian Carroll, does a great job. The entire clip is 9 minutes long. We don't have to play the entire clip. But this is video number 7 in the show notes, HagmanPI.com. You've got to really take a really good hard look at this because you're going to be hearing more about this. This is extremely important. Go ahead and play cut 7.
Another sex trafficking ring just got busted, and this time it is Abercrombie and Fitch. And it only takes like 3 minutes on Wikipedia to realize that this is connected directly to Jeffrey Epstein. Hence the Epstein Network shirt. So, the former Abercrombie CEO, Mike Jeffries, was just charged with sex trafficking and interstate prostitution. And the article is basically just all summarizing what is described in this 10-page indictment that was just filed. It names 3 co-conspirators: Jeffries, the ex-CEO of Abercrombie, his gay lover, who I think is his husband or partner for a long time, and then one other man that was like their senior manager of this trafficking operation. And real quick, a funny tidbit, that third guy, whose name is James T. Jacobson, I assume it's Todd, he's also known as Jim Jake or Mrs. Cook or Todd. I wonder why they're calling him Mrs. Cook, giving shades of Diddy right now. But anyways, basically, it's an international sex trafficking and prostitution business where they were using the modeling arm of Abercrombie and Fitch to trick young men into basically saying, we'll give you a job if you, you know, do a little diddling. And then they would fly the good ones out to sex events all around the world. And they would say that that could yield modeling opportunities with Abercrombie or otherwise benefit their careers. But they also threatened that if you didn't comply and go to these sex events, then you wouldn't get modeling opportunities and it would harm your career and you would be blacklisted from the industry, more or less. So it alleges that they would have a private tryout with Jeffries or these other higher up older men. And if they were good enough, then they would get the modeling job and they would be given an itinerary for what was actually a sex event, but the itinerary appeared as though it was just a regular photo shoot trip that they would fly somewhere and do a photo shoot. And so they were being tricked into like, oh, you did that one thing and now you're all clear. You got the job. Fly over to that other country. You're going to take lots of photos. It's going to be great. Surprise. You are now at a freak off. They required the men to sign non-disclosure agreements, and they alleged they intentionally recruited heterosexual men, certain of whom were unwilling to engage in particular acts, and then they coerced, forced, trapped them in until they complied with certain things, as in they literally had staff. that ensured that men attending did not leave the events until Jeffries and Smith decided they were over. And there's all kinds of other things, like how they injected their dicks to make them be able to participate if they were not otherwise capable. There's lots of other details about how this went down. Don't need to go into all of it. It's worth noting that it appears, my read of what's in this indictment is, makes it seem as though this is based upon the testimony of, I think, 12 witnesses who were men that were victims of this scheme that have come forward. And so what is in this indictment is limited to what they saw and experienced. This indictment does not necessarily allege that they were like selling the services to other people or like actually like trafficking in a broader sense, but I suspect they were. It's kind of ambiguous in the language used in here.
Folks, you can watch the entire clip at HagmanPI.com. Go ahead, RT.
If they were involved at that level, you know what? They were involved at another level. It wasn't just the models. These are the kind of people that have sex with children.
Of course.
Okay.
And
and I hope whoever's prosecuting them keeps digging and digging and digging. And these people have to be exposed and dealt with.
Okay, when I look at this, again, from the first video we showed today about this psychotic babbling, hate the TDS, this derangement syndrome woman programmed by the media. Now you have, all the way to this point, you have this indictment from Abercrombie and Fitch. When you read this indictment, this stems all the way back. This goes back into the 90s, and yes, it does, at least in my analysis of what I read, and I read this three or four different times, that researcher, Ian Carroll, absolutely right on the money, but I also believe this is part of a larger blackmail scheme involving people who had no idea why they were there, and then they were compromised. And I'm talking about potentially politicians, judges, and other people, but also involved in this at its periphery. And folks, you can do the research yourself, go down this rabbit hole, would be Hillary, Bill Clinton, and some other people in my particular assessment. Okay, I'm not saying that's the case, but I think when you start digging, you can see the entire, and also, in, perhaps most importantly, members of the media, the corporate media, names you would know, wrapped up in this, these sex freak offs, compromised, and then, if not programmed there, using traumatic mind control measures, then compromised in a more traditional sense. And that's what we got. Go ahead.
What about reports out of Haiti back when the Clintons were down there helping everybody with hurricane relief and all these different things during the disaster? But we were constantly getting little blurbs here and there about kids coming up missing.
Right.
Constantly. Constantly.
Yeah.
This goes so deep. Hillary Clinton is filthy. That is human filth. And her husband's nailed everything with a heartbeat.
I mean,
these people are
go on.
They're evil. Yeah. I'm not going to. I'd get us kicked off here.
But
are we not, sir?
I guess if you would toss all of this information, all everything that we showed tonight. From this would provide a reason why we have this open border and this insistence upon keeping the borders open. Mm-hmm. It's not just one reason, it's many reasons. Sure, you get votes from it through voter fraud. Sure, you've got an army in of invaders, but then you've got the exploited. Mm-hmm. With the children in this country.
Because of all the confusion, that's how they're able to do this.
Exactly.
Everything's a distraction and confusion on that border. It's nuts. It's crazy. Even if the Border Patrol was told to stop these people, they couldn't. There's too many.
Right, which that's going to have to change. But toss every element we talked about into this bin and kind of look at it analytically, I think, or just write them down on a piece of paper and go through everything we talked about. And you can see the weaponization. You can see why, I suppose, why they cannot have President Trump in office. Because the exposure, and I'm not talking any Q talk or anything like that, but just merely by opening that that front into what's going on, what has gone on in the past 4 years. And I would say as well, during Donald Trump's term, without his knowledge, mm-hmm. by people in positions of power. Yep. I think now he's smarter. He's going to come back in. He's going to have a different team. All of this is going to get exposed. And they are crafting the people to either kill him or take him down through these bullcrap lawfare measures or demonize him in the media. And it's only going to get worse if he becomes president. So what's going to happen? My thought is this. You're going to have an all-out war, and it's not going to be pretty. And the war will attempt to take out both the Trump administration, if elected, and by all means, if they can, they're not going to elect him, and the people who follow him and the people who are exposing this information. And I think everything that we presented here today, from the demonization of President Trump by Harris, throw him in jail by Biden, the MKUltra by Congressman Burchett, the research you just saw by Carol, the spies within, the enemies within, we have a major problem. And I think the only way out of this problem is going to be one hell of a fight, yep. regardless of what happens. Go ahead. And
no, you're absolutely right. We, the fight that's ahead of us, if Trump wins, we're still in a fight.
But it's going to be a worse one.
I would actually do my best physically to work for the guy. I would be happy to help rebuild this country somehow, some way. Give me the authority, I'm on my way. So I'm sure Doug would feel the same way. I'm not afraid of rebuilding, but we're going to have a whole bunch of people doing it. He can't go into it at all like he did coming into it before. He came in before with blinders on. He didn't see everything that was coming, and he got set up. And they'll try it again, except he's much smarter. And the fight is going to be incredible. There's going to be, if we don't have control of the legislative houses, it's going to be really bananas. People aren't realizing this. Not just Trump to get in office. We've got to get control. We have to have control of the Senate and Congress. In my opinion, no ifs, ands, or buts on that. We only got a few minutes left here. I wanted to bring something up real quick, Doug.
Well, yeah. Hey, look at that.
You see this? Christmas time's coming. Okay? This book here, In the Dark of Night, Blood of the Innocent, was written by my friend, Doug Hagman. He's only $19.95 on Amazon. All right? I want to sell tonight. I want to see, okay, 1,000 orders. That's right. Come on, guys. Pick this book up, $19.95. This would make a great gift for anybody in your family, anybody in your inner circle, okay? Trust me. You all know how Doug is. He's a fantastic writer. This is good. Please.
It's based on a true story, obviously.
Based on a true story. It helps the organization. All right, and that's something that we need to do. The fight is just going to get furious here over the next few weeks, okay? And we're going to be coming at you at night here trying to make some sense of a crazy situation, okay? We need your prayers. We need your support. And please don't hesitate to support the ones that are supporting us. Thank you. Absolutely thank you.
Thank you for that.
You know what? I you don't ever talk about your books. You should talk. Yeah. You should talk about your books. He's got also Stained by Blood.
Oh, yeah.
This is another book. These are great books. And the thing is, as books go, they're very affordable.
Some of that, the proceeds do go to, just as a coffee, some of the proceeds go to the various organizations we're partnered with to rescue exploited and
sexually abused. Every dollar that comes in, a portion of it goes somewhere. So
that's true.
You don't even have to explain that, ladies and gentlemen. Please, I want to see some book orders in here tonight. Do that for Randy. I want you to do that for Doug Hagman. Okay,
yeah,
I won't see you tomorrow night. Steve Quayle's in. But yeah. Listen, it's been really fun. It's been really cool this week to be on this initial launch of this evening show. I think it's really, really great. We've been getting some great responses by email. You can email me anytime, rt@hagmanpi.com. That is rt@hagmanpi.com. Please follow on Twitter. I am Randy Taylor _USA. Doug, you are Hagman Report @HagmanReport on Twitter.
Yes, I am.
X. Let's X. We keep calling it Twitter. It's X, and Elon's doing a great job with it.
Well, we're still, I got to say this, you and I are still
Shadow banned. Yeah. We'll work our way out. I think I'm going to contact Tech and ask him to hit a reset. You know, if I probably bought one of those blue check marks, they'd probably unshadow ban me.
No, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
I have one. I have one. It doesn't work.
All right.
So, and I want to thank the people in chat too. I apologize for, again, it takes me a little time to kind of get used to dealing with the chat. I want to thank everyone who has joined tonight and who signed up and who's pressed the follow button and the like button. Thank you so much. This is only going to grow.
Yep. And a quick hello to Gail. I forgot Thank to mention you. Her last night. I'm not going to give her a moniker on the air, but just a quick hello to Gail there. And Deb, as always.
Red River Patriot, I'll tell you what, you guys are fantastic. If I couldn't name them all, but thank you. And as we grow, and I just want to end here, we have about six minutes left. I just want to say this. What we're going to have to do, I think, in the coming days is we're really going to have to shore up our defenses, personal and otherwise. When I say otherwise, I'm talking about the extended family. Every one of you listening, you're going to have your head on the swivel, because what's coming at us, and we'll talk more about this with Steve Kell tomorrow with respect to the international component too, that we didn't touch on the last two shows. But I think what's coming, and RT, you can probably agree with me or not, but I think what's coming is not going to be stopped by anything less than an equivalent amount of force or an overwhelming amount of force against those who are bringing it against us.
Yep.
Because you cannot dialogue with the people that we are associated with or that we are supposed to live as neighbors with. It this is not 1980 anymore. It's not. There are no disagreements. There are it's a hatred. Visceral hatred. So
yeah, you can't discuss anything. No.
No.
There's no middle ground. There is no middle ground. And they say, well, the far right. I'm sorry, the far right was simply a response to the far left. The further left they went, the further right we had to go.
Is it the far right, or is it? I mean, I don't think the right has moved further right. I think the left has moved further left.
Yeah, we've been far to the right. But the further they go left, obviously, makes us further away, so we're farther right.
Good point.
If you put it on a piece of paper, the further, the gap gets bigger. But you can't talk with these fruitcakes. And I don't understand how people like this, like that woman on that porch, I don't understand how they live every day. I don't understand how they drive, how they go into a store and interact with anybody. I can't imagine spending a day with them. I could do a documentary. I mean, these people are flat nuts.
Yep.
And I don't know. I don't know how it's called, mental illness or programming. Maybe a combination of both. But this is crazy. Anybody that would yell and scream about Donald Trump is uninformed. And they've been listening to the media far too long. This calling him a felon and this and that and all these charges. Ladies and gentlemen, look at the charges and look at the people that laid them. They're bullshit. They have absolutely, since that man rode down that escalator, they've been at war with him. He didn't fit in to D.C. He's not a globalist. He'll have nothing to do with globalists. He told the World Economic Forum, nope. Think about that. Think about all the Euro countries that are on board with the World Economic Forum. And then you got Donald Trump over here in the United States saying no, who happens to be sitting in the most powerful country in the world, not just militarily, but by population, because we're armed. Jack.
There you go.
Think about it. Think about it. I wish someone would put together just a powerful 15-minute video and get it in the household of every American and explain everything in 15 minutes or less, because their attention span isn't, I don't think it's the 30 minutes that guy gave him credit for.
With reference to the pizza, you know, waiting for the pizza, yeah. 30 minutes. Yeah. No, I think it's much less. And
we're in for a fight, Doug. We're in for a fight. This is not going to be easy. This is not going to be easy. And even if they came out and Trump's the winner, I'll tell you what, we have to get him into the office.
Well,
you know, because you got the Congress and Senate, they may sit there and try and lay articles of insurrection on the guy. Then what happens? In Washington, D.C.?
If you want to see a civil war, go ahead and try that.
It'll start.
In addition to everything else.
This cheating and Harris winning by cheating will start a civil war, Doug. It won't even be that far. If Trump doesn't win and it's due to cheating, they've had their last chance on cheating. They do it this time. I guarantee blood in the streets. I guarantee it. I know it. You know it. Anybody that's tuned in knows it. And not because we know of a specific plan, because we don't, you federal buttholes. We know the pulse of the people. Yeah. We know the pulse of the people. You can walk into a bar and feel it.
Yeah.
You can walk into a grocery store and feel it. And you know what? There's way more Trumpers out here than you think.
Absolutely. If you have Eric the Tech, if you can queue up video two before we break. No, I guess it's too late. Never mind.
All 40 right. seconds.
Thank you.
We love you, folks.
Yeah.
God bless you. I don't know when I'll see you again. Next week, maybe. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk. Absolutely.
We'll figure it out.
Thank you, my friend, Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. Folks,
in the chat,
thank you.
Anytime.
God bless. All right. That'll do it. Tomorrow night, Steve Quayle.